Welcome. You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for audiobook news read from Audiophile Magazine. My name is Sarah, and today we're going to start off with some fiction title reviews. Beyond the Door of No Return by David Diop, translated by Sam Taylor, read by Dion Graham, Mark Bramall, Adenra Leojo, and Caroline Hewitt. Diop's love story slash epic adventure, written with compassion and skill, is dramatized by a talented team of narrators. Dion Graham portrays Michael Adanson, a French Enlightenment-era botanist. Mark Bramall, Adenra Leojo, and Caroline Hewitt portray different members of his family and some friends. Adanson is on a mission to Africa to study plants for a comprehensive book. The Senegalese characters are adeptly portrayed by Graham. Adanson finds himself overwhelmed by love for Maram Sek, a young woman of noble birth from the kingdom of Walu. She is voiced with extraordinary sensuality by Ojo. Together, the narrators deliver a historical epic of the highest order based on the richness and lyricism of Senegal's Walu language rhythms and oral storytelling traditions. It's available from Brilliance Audio, 7 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1491554494 for $35.99. Also available as CD or MP3. Northwoods by Daniel Mason, read by Mark Bramall, Michael Crouch, Jason Culp, Mark Deakins, Jane Entwistle, Billy Fulford Brown, Arthur Morey, George Newbern, Kirsten Potter, and Simon Vance. It makes sense that a story this expansive would employ a wide array of audiobook narrators. The result is too good to miss. A secluded spot in Massachusetts becomes home to a wide expanse of life over a 400-year span. With each tale of shifting inhabitants, the listener is treated to a performance by one of several gifted narrators. Simply put, there is not a weak section in this audiobook. The storytelling itself is original, and each narrator is perfectly cast for their section. Characters and their struggles are thoughtfully portrayed, and each narrator's voice suits the time period depicted. History blends seamlessly with the supernatural and natural worlds, and the performances are consistently powerful to bridge the spaces between. It's available from Random House Audio, 11 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-379-0502 for $22.50. Books on tape as a library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-379-0519 for $95. The Fiction Writer by Gillian Cantor, read by Alison Ryan. In this suspenseful listen, inspired by Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, narrator Alison Ryan imparts a creeping sense of disquiet that will pull listeners in. Olivia, whose writing career is stalled, agrees to work as a writer-for-hire for billionaire Ash, who wants to publish a book asserting that du Maurier stole his grandmother Amelia's story for Rebecca. Olivia flies to Los Angeles to work with Ash and soon finds herself living in his guest quarters. Ryan wonderfully expresses Olivia's growing unease as she finds herself doubting her observations and thoughts. Ryan splendidly conveys Ash's enigmatic persona and ably portrays the supporting characters, including Ash's mysterious housekeeper, Clara. Fans of psychological suspense will enjoy this audiobook. It's available from Harlequin Audio, 9.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1488228995 for $27.99. My Name is Iris by Brando Skyhorse, read by Alejandra Reynoso. Skyhorse's timely dystopian tale comes to life thanks to Alejandra Reynoso, the voice of Iris, an American citizen born of undocumented immigrants. Iris's struggle to be American has taken a toll on her. When she was a child, her mother insisted that she speak only English and eschew bilingual education. Then there was the teacher who changed her name to Iris because Inez was too hard to say. Now Iris's voice is accent-free, but she often sounds angry. Reynoso transitions smoothly into Spanish when Iris's parents and sister speak, giving the listener a taste of a challenge of being surrounded by an unfamiliar tongue. Iris's daughter, Melanie's voice, displays the range of emotions a nine-year-old feels as she copes with changes in her life. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 8.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-179-716-5059 for $19.99. The Future by Naomi Alderman, read by Guinevere Turner, Natalie Nordis, Jeremy Bobb, Santino Fontana, Graham Halstead, Lorelei King, Fred Sanders, Naomi Alderman, and a full cast. Guinevere Turner and Natalie Nordis confidently lead the sweeping ensemble of voices who tell this devastating story of the end of the world, caused by evils of technology and power. Once the fate of a planet becomes clear, a small group of super wealthy individuals jump into action, seeking refuge in secret predetermined locales. Assisted by the key performances of Graham Halstead, Lorelei King, and Santino Fontana, Alderman's audiobook may peer bleakly into the future, but the details are of the moment. Aggressive AI applications mine massive data from everyday human behavior, while rich tech companies employ algorithms to steal labor from the masses under the guise of efficiency. Jeremy Bobb and Fred Sanders round out this stellar group of performers. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 13 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-179-716-3635 for $24.99, also as CD. And now for some historical fiction titles. The Paris Assignment by Rhys Bowen, read by Barry Krynick. Barry Krynick masterfully meets the challenge of voicing men, women, and children from the British Isles, Europe, Australia, and America to bring to life the emotional roller coaster of enduring World War II. Krynick's nuanced performance shines as Madeline Grant evolves from a timid student at the Sorbonne to a wife and mother and finally to a courageous British spy. Krynick's talents are evident in her portrayals of the four friends Madeline bonds with during her training, each with her own background, history, and distinct accent. Further, Krynick convincingly depicts Madeline's eight-year-old son, who is grappling with his own traumatic war experiences. Krynick expertly delivers Bowen's well-written novel, creating an engrossing and enlightening audio experience that brings the wartime era to life. It's available from Audible, 11.25 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download for $33.90. The Madstone by Elizabeth Crook, read by Will Collier. Will Collier narrates this tale set in 1868 in Texas. 19-year-old Benjamin Shreve writes a letter to a boy named Tot, describing how he met Tot and his mother and the short time they spent traveling together. Collier infuses Shreve with a heart of gold and a spine of steel. Listeners will feel the slow tug when Shreve first sees and then falls in love with fully pregnant Nell and young Tot, and then steps forward into danger to protect them. Along the way, there are a murderous husband and his outlaw brothers, who are portrayed with perfect villainy. A double stagecoach robbery and a cursed necklace, all complicating a budding love affair and harrowing escape. Collier's characterizations of both heroes and villains enlivens this spellbinding story. It's available from Hachette Audio, 8 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-166-863-2376 for $27.99. Diva by Daisy Goodwin, read by Lorelei King. Listeners will have a grand time with Lorelei King's versatile narration of this fictionalized account of the life of famed opera singer Maria Callas. Listeners will feel as though they are globe-trotting alongside Callas as she performs in the classic opera houses of Europe and the U.S. King gives Callas a slightly detached, poised tone as she rehearses and performs, and socializes with the rich and famous of the 1950s and 1960s, including Elizabeth Taylor, Grace Kelly, and, of course, her longtime lover, Aristotle Onassis. King excels at switching among Greek, Italian, British, French, and American accents. While the story focuses on Callas' career and romantic life, including her unsatisfying marriage to her manager, King also brings forth the resentments that existed between Callas and her critical mother. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 11.75 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-125-033-0031 for $26.99. Jezebel by Megan Barnard, read by Perdita Weeks. Welsh actress Perdita Weeks gives a spirited performance as Jezebel, the infamous Old Testament Queen of Israel. Born in the neighbouring kingdom of Tyre, now Lebanon, she is married off to Ahab, the king of Israel. Weeks captures Jezebel's imperious nature and sense of entitlement with a haughty accent. Yet she also imbues Jezebel with warmth and humanity. When Jezebel speaks of her children and her loyal friends, Weeks's voice softens to match the mood. When Jezebel becomes enamored with Elijah, the king's scribe and later a prophet of Yahweh, their affair sets in motion a cataclysmic chain of events. Vividly narrated, this novel will dazzle many listeners. It's available from Penguin Audio, 8.75 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-059-368-3989. For $20. Books on tape as the library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-368-3996 for $66.50. The Other Princess by Denny S. Bryce, read by Neko Okoye. Neko Okoye delivers a lively performance as African princess Aina, who is kidnapped and taken to Victorian England. Aina shows intelligence beyond her years, is saved from slavery, renamed Sarah, and given to Queen Victoria as a gift. Okoye presents a charming, spirited child who grows into an appealing woman. Sarah spends her formative years as the Queen's goddaughter, enjoying the luxury of court life. However, her life changes dramatically when the Queen insists she marry a man she doesn't love. Okoye's accents and attitudes perfectly reflect Sarah's feelings. Especially poignant are her memories of the massacre of her family and friends. Okoye is exceptional as she delivers Sarah's struggle against racism, jealousy, and ignorance. Based on a true story, this is historical fiction at its finest. It's available from Harper Audio, 12.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-006-314-4149 for $27.99. And we move along to romance titles. Blood Mercy, Blood Grace, Book 1 by Vila Roth, read by Cale Williams and Karen Ness. The first audiobook in the Blood Grace series features narrators Cale Williams and Karen Ness, who vividly bring this enchanting fantasy romance to life. Williams and Ness capture the intricate emotions of Cassia and Leo, elevating their character arcs and yearnings. Despite slightly languid pacing in the early sections, the narrator's emotive tones firmly grip listeners' attention. As the story unfolds, Williams and Ness inject bursts of vitality, particularly during emotional romantic interludes, amplifying the story's suspense. The dual narration adds depth to the characters' viewpoints. The admirable performance enriches the immersive world-building and forbidden romance at the core of this inaugural series installment. It's available from Podium, 23 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-103-943-0303 for $38.49. City of Thorns, The Demon Queen Trials 1 by C.N. Crawford, read by Laura C. Harris, Gabriel Michael, Nia DeRusso, Shanta Parasuraman, Wynne Delano, and a full cast. Laura C. Harris takes on the role of Mortal Rowan, a.k.a. Mortana, the succubus, in this full-cast performance. 21-year-old Rowan hates demons even as she makes a blood oath with the powerful, sexy Lord of Chaos, Orion. With his help, Rowan poses as the seductive Mortana in order to find and destroy her mother's killer. But she must avoid the other demons who want her dead, especially hard-hearted Nama, voiced by Nia DeRusso. Fire-wielding King Cambriel, depicted by Wynne Delano, lusts after Mortana. Listen carefully for sounds of beating wings interspersed with fire magic. It's available from Graphic Audio, 6.5 hours long. It's an audio program. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1685089641 for $18.99, also available as MP3. Full of Ruin and Wrath, Awakening, Book 1, by Jennifer L. Armentrout, read by Sunila Nankani. In this first audiobook in Awakening, a new fantasy series, Callista's powers of intuition and foretelling have made her a favorite of the Baron of Archwood. When Highborn Prince Thorne visits, he and Callista are inexplicably drawn to each other, despite their different classes and impending war. Sunila Nankani narrates Callista and Thorne's story as told from Callista's point of view. Nankani captures the couple's developing relationship and imbues her performance with Callista's growing fear of her visions and her, at times, whiny personality. Secondary characters, such as the Baron and his cousin, are consistently recognizable. Smooth transitions and appropriate pacing further showcase Nankani's talents. Listeners, especially fans of the author's other works, will be entertained. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 17 hours unabridged. Trade edition, ISBN 978-125-029-1646 for $32.99, and that was digital download. Foul Heart Huntsman, Foul Lady Fortune, Book 2, by Chloe Gong, read by Emily Wu Zeller. Emily Wu Zeller brings passion to the thrilling conclusion of a duology about the exploits of an immortal assassin. Rosalind is in dire straits. She's been outed as a spy and her partner has been kidnapped. With the eyes of a nation upon her, she uses a public relations tour as a guide to find her partner. Zeller's pacing keeps listeners on edge. As the threat of invasion looms, Zeller keeps that tension in the forefront. Each character sounds different, but all share Zeller's intensity. Zeller's powerful delivery enhances this fast-paced story. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 19.25 hours long unabridged, recommended for ages 14 and up. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-179-716-0757 for $29.99. Masters of Death by Olivia Blake, read by Steve West. Steve West gives a lively performance of this fantasy romance, voicing each mortal, immortal, and undead character with the requisite humor, sarcasm, and sinister whispers. Fox Demora, a bit of a rake, is posing as a medium, though as the godson of death he has an unusual advantage. When Viola Marek, vampire and real estate agent, calls on him with a poltergeist problem, Fox is alarmed to discover that death is nowhere to be found. They soon find they're all players in a deadly game. West voices the narrative in a rich British accent and shifts smoothly into each character's voice. He conveys all the pain and longing felt by Fox and his long-lost lover when they're unexpectedly reunited after centuries apart and have to face their demons in order to survive. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 15 hours long unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-1-25089-0733 for $32.99. A Power Unbound, The Last Binding, Book 3, by Freya Marska, read by Josh Dillon. Josh Dillon gives a standout performance in this stunning conclusion to The Last Binding trilogy. Jack Alston, Lord Hawthorne, lost his magic and his twin sister in a dramatic betrayal years ago. Now Jack is drawn back into the world of magic by a group of unlikely allies who are battling a conspiracy of power-hungry magicians. He's surprised and intrigued when Alan Ross, a prickly journalist and thief, offers his assistance. Dylan's subtle narration brings each character to life. He especially excels at conveying Jack and Alan's electric chemistry when they finally give in to their obvious attraction and discover the dangers of falling for each other when so much power is at stake. Action and romance come together in a richly written and beautifully performed audiobook. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 16 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-125-091-1216 for $32.99. And here's a look at some titles in Romance Preview. Ilona Andrews brings us Sweep of a Heart, read by a full cast. Magical innkeepers Dinah and Sean host an intergalactic courtship competition. And this is a fantasy romance title, in case you hadn't guessed. Available from Graphic Audio, Audio Program. Trade edition MP3 digital download. Release date was January 24th. The Takeover by Kara Tanimachi, read by Donald Chang and Chico Hidaka. 30-year-old Naomi wishes for a soulmate and gets Jolie, her high school hate mate. It's a contemporary romance title. Recorded Books has this, unabridged. Library edition CD, MP3 or digital download. Release date was January 30th. Bride by Ali Hazelwood, read by Therese Plummer and Will Damron. A vampire and a werewolf agree to marry for different reasons. It's a fantasy romance title. Penguin Audio has it, unabridged, trade edition, digital download. Books on Tape has the library edition, digital download. Release date was February 6th. Tessa Bailey gives us Fangirl Down, read by Callie Dalton. Wells asks his number one golf fan, Josephine, to be his caddy. It's a contemporary romance title, Harper Audio, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, release date was February 13th. At First Spite by Olivia Dade, read by Joy Nash. Athena moves in next door to the person who convinced her fiancé to end their engagement. Available from Harper Audio, unabridged, it's a contemporary romance title. Trade edition, digital download, release date was February 13th. And let's squeeze in a quick mystery and suspense title review. Baseball Dads by Matthew S. Hiley, read by Josh Innerst. The irreverence of this over-the-top audiobook is not for the faint of heart, and Josh Innerst offers a narration to match the writing. The author's dark comedy focuses on four baseball dads, suburban fathers linked by their son's baseball team. Through a variety of circumstances, one of the pals takes over the team. The quartet engages in debauchery at every turn, drugs and more drugs, sex with nymphomaniac wives, and to top it off, murder. Every character, minor and major, has a clear personality, not to mention a unique voice that fits them perfectly. Innerst quickly shifts between accents, varying tones, and inflections. His emotional range will have listeners laughing out loud minute by minute. It's available from Greenleaf Book Group, 10 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download for $14.67. And that is it for me for today. Thank you for joining us for Audiobook News. My name is Sarah.
You're listening to Aftersight.
In the United States, the leading cause of death for children isn't what you might expect. It's not car accidents or even illnesses like COVID. It's guns. Safe storage of firearms can significantly increase your family's safety and prevent a tragedy from striking your home. What does safe storage entail? It means keeping your firearm unloaded, locked, and in a secure location separate from ammunition. Every year, nearly 350 children under the age of 18 unintentionally shoot themselves or someone else, primarily due to firearms not being safely stored. It's estimated that 54% of gun owners don't securely lock all their guns, which contributes to these preventable accidents. Just as we use smoke detectors to alert us of fires and car seats to protect our children during travel, including a gun lock in your home safety plan is essential. In Colorado, this is not just good practice, it's law. Statute CRS 1812-114 requires gun owners to store firearms in locking devices out of the reach of children or prohibited persons. We all share the responsibility of keeping our loved ones safe. To learn more about safe storage and other gun violence prevention tools, visit ColoradoCeasefire.org or call 303-380-6711. That is 303-380-6711. Contact them at info@ColoradoCeasefire.org. Together, let's use safe storage practices to make our homes and communities safer, turning the tide on this leading cause of death among children.
If you or a loved one have concerns about memory loss or other unexplained changes in behavior, getting an expert opinion from your family doctor is an important first step in understanding how to proceed. Medicare offers a free annual wellness visit for those 65 and older, where patients can request a brain health assessment. If you don't see your family physician frequently, they may not know you well enough to determine if you are experiencing cognitive changes. To help, the Alzheimer's Association has developed a list of 5 questions that individuals or family members can ask their doctor to help ensure that the visit is productive and patients get proper direction. Number 1. Do I have any medical conditions that could increase my risk for developing Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia? Number 2. Am I taking any medications that could be causing memory or cognitive-related symptoms? Number 3. What tests could you perform that might rule out Alzheimer's or dementia as a diagnosis? Number 4. Are you aware of my family history, particularly among immediate family, such as grandparents, parents, siblings, related to Alzheimer's or dementia? Number 5. Should I be concerned about X, Y, and Z? Explain any changes in memory, focus, thinking, or mood. The Alzheimer's Association is here to help families prepare for and cope for such extraordinary circumstances. For more information, visit www.alz.org or call the Association's free helpline, staffed by trained professionals around the clock, at 1-800-272-3900.
In today's digital world, everyone deserves to stay connected, especially our older adults. That's why Aging Connected is just making waves nationwide. It's more than just a campaign. It's a mission to bridge the digital divide for seniors. They are here to help you get affordable internet and easy access to vital health information, social services, and vibrant online communities. Whether you're looking for essential updates or simply a chat with a friend, the online world can be your oyster. Interested? You can learn more by calling 1-877-745-1930. That is 1-877-745-1930. Need assistance with your application? Don't worry. Just dial 1-917-936-4444 1-0, and their dedicated team will walk you through every step.